The following podcast contains strong language and ridiculous cartoon scenarios conjured up by two self-proclaimed comedy wizards. Between you and me, they're more like Saturday morning court jesters fueled by sugary cereal. But either way, the opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their well-intentioned hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Unless, of course, you want to pay them to say something else. Could always use a new pair of shoes.
Everybody, and welcome to the Crazy Content Hour. That's right, this podcast is all about crazy things like crazy straws. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Actually, I lied. This is ReviewParty.com. Don't check your dial. It's a comedy podcast. It's on the internet. It's about reviews from the internet. Crazy, I know.
I'm still Matt.
Yeah, that part wasn't a lie. I am Brent. But not the Crazy Content Hour host, Brent. That's a different Brent from a different dimension.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, that's right. There's a different world line where me and Matt decided that internet reviews aren't that funny. You know what's funny? Crazy straws. That shit is hours and hours worth of content.
We talk about people who wear overalls with only one of the straps up, too.
Dang. I feel like that gives a lot. That can give a lot of different type of vibes, though.
Lots. There's so much to talk about there.
There is. You can kind of have like the cool older sister vibes. Like, okay. Dang, she's wearing overalls and a sweet t-shirt, and one of them's unstrapped. You can also have the goat farmer vibes.
Yeah, yeah, but Huck Finn action.
Mm-hmm. It goes all over, but you know what else goes all over? These Amazon reviews here.
Ooh.
In fact, I have one out of left field, you might say, or one that's completely normal. I don't really know. It's just a review. Okay. It's for the Bialetti Express Mocha Pot 6-Cup Aluminum Silver. I found this because the front page of Amazon had Things Made in Italy section. Couldn't help but click around that bitch. This review is written by SDJ, Super Delinquent Joseph. It would be my guess at that one. They said, finally found one is the title here. They write, I wanted to wait until I used my Bialetti a couple of days before providing my feedback / review. I've been searching for some time, okay, not actively, to find just the right coffee system that would fulfill my need. I've spent money on trying many as well as spending money in coffee shops. I now feel it's safe to say I found the one for, quote, me, end quote. I'm a 1-cup-a-day coffee drinker, and it has to be good. I need one to help lift the fog in the morning, and this Bialetti provides this need. It's both easy prep as well as easy cleanup afterward. In addition, the coffee is excellent, so I hope my, quote, me, end quote, will be yours, or somewhere close therein for anyone else looking. It's certainly worth the money. 5 stars.
What the heck?
Yeah, there's something sort of unhinged underlying this review, isn't there?
It would have been strange just to quote me. I found the one for, quote, me.
Yeah, I think what I first, when I saw that, I was like, wouldn't quoting the one be more appropriate? The one is the nebulous concept, right, that you're trying to emphasize. Me. Quotes me. Their sense of self is a little, I can't put my finger, I'm a little intimidated by it. I'm a little worried for them. This copy is unlocking things about their psyche that they never thought possible.
So hopefully you'll find your me. Is that how that finished?
Yeah. It said to quote directly, so we're not misquoting our SDJ.
I would never want to.
So, comma, I hope my, quote, me, quote me, will be yours. I hope my me will be yours.
maybe you better bump up to 2 coffees a day, SDJ, because you're not making any sense.
Bada bing, bada boom, baby.
That is so bizarre. I mean, you and I, we're both appreciators of strange and obscure and classic at the same time, literature and poetry, sure. Things and all sorts of wordplay.
We are wordplay enjoyers. We appreciate good grammar, but we also very much appreciate someone breaking the rules of grammar in a
fun
objective way. In a
new
fun
and exciting way,
right? Way.
You know, you don't hate the player, you hate the game. We're word players. We've got jerseys and everything. But STJ just took a dump on the field of wordplay. And now we have to try and figure out why.
And the worst part about it was it was an Italian coffee dump.
Yeah,
so
that's
it was straight lubed up.
Stinky.
That brings me to another point. I'm not a coffee drinker. How come coffee drinkers always be talking about how they need coffee to poop?
I thought it was that that coffee hits them and then their gut's like, ready to go.
I have read that coffee, the warm drink activates the intestines and sort of gets the train rolling.
Okay.
But when I talk to coffee drinkers, it's as though they both cannot be regular without coffee, and coffee is cursing them with terrible.
They're at the whim. They're at the mercy of coffee. Yet right. At the same time, it is an integral part of their biochemistry.
They have no choice but to have coffee shits is the impression I get. And I just wish they could free themselves and have them realize that sometimes your body just poops without the coffee. I don't drink coffee and I poop all the time.
Regularly.
Right. Maybe I just haven't found the one for quote me.
Yeah. I mean, at times I kind of wish I were a coffee person because coffee shops do have a fun vibe.
Sure.
And coffee shop baristas are often, you know, I don't know.
Often have cool haircuts. You can be like,
oh. They have cool haircuts. And I'm like, oh, I love that. Did you dye that yourself? That's awesome. I did that for a while.
The bangs, one half of the bangs are green, the other half are black, but the rest of the hair, the opposite side of the hair is green and the opposite side's black. You know what I mean?
I'm giving you an extra buck.
An extra buck here. Slip that in. No, I have tried to like coffee. I like coffee adjacent things. That's the best I could do. But I refuse to be a slave to hot brown liquid. And I do have a kind of a caffeine addiction. If a couple days go by and I don't have a caffeinated beverage, I do notice that I feel bad. And I do notice I feel better when I remedy that.
Interesting.
But.
Concerning.
Very. But that does not mean that I'm a slave to coffee.
No.
I'm a slave to cola, which I'm fine with. Because the prep is walking to the fridge and going, which is very satisfying. Mm-hmm. I don't have any frou-frou little papers.
Little stainless steel pot.
Yeah, I don't have any fucking Italian-made little stainless steel pots with a little guy with a mustache on them. It says made in Italy. You know, I don't want anything made in Italy unless it's pizza or noodles. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay. Maybe some shoes, a suit might be all right. I don't know.
I guess so. But if it's, I don't know. I'm just in a put my foot down type mood, I guess.
Okay.
Do you have a review?
Yeah, let's put our foot down there and stomp.
Stomp that review out. Stomp. We're moving on to the next one.
I actually have a couple of reviews sent to us by someone to the email. Now, they say review submission from, and it's that former letter of the alphabet that looks like an A and an E smashed together.
E?
That symbol is called Ash. So I'm just going to say these reviews were sent to us by Ash.
I didn't know that. Learn something every day.
I don't assume they want their email to be read out.
Sure. Thank you, Ash.
Thank you, Ash. These are two Amazon reviews for something we can geek out about, no doubt. Hasbro Gaming Avalon Hill. That's just the entire brand name.
Mm-hmm.
Axis and Allies 1942 Second Edition World War II Strategy Board Game with Extra Large Game Board, ages 12 and up, 2 to 5 players, brown. And this is Amazon's choice for Axis and Allies board game.
This is the one.
This is the one you want. A good old Second Edition.
I've not played this one. I am a big fan of Risk. I am a big fan of Stratego. I've never played Axis and Allies.
I don't know that I have either. I've seen it many times. I'm like, oh, that box. It's so glorious.
It's so brown.
It's brown. Here is a review from RM. They titled their review, "My Son is Addicted." And write, "My son is addicted. This game is brought out and set up all over my house. I keep having to ask him to put it up. I think he's obsessed with world domination. Thanks, Hasbro. 5 stars.
Damn. Imagine getting your kid a gift and then being mad that they love it. So many people out there would kill to give a gift to someone that they love.
That's truly enjoyed.
Especially a kid. Yeah. It's hard getting gifts for a kid, especially you get those to those teenage years.
Mm-hmm.
They're like in niche things. They're like in weird stuff like Axis and Allies and arcade fight sticks. You can't just get that for somebody.
They're like in Funko Pops, but only specific ones.
Right. You get them a Funko Pop they already got, you're a trash.
You're dead to them.
It's over. That relationship, delete them out of your contacts. They don't care anymore.
To pile on to what you're saying, though, imagine being upset that your child is playing a board game too much.
A board game. Yep. That just makes me think that, like, people don't hate on their kids really because they're on technology too much. I mean, there's the obvious degree of misunderstanding there. Mm-hmm. But people are going to do stuff with their free time, you know? People aren't just going to sit and stare at the wall. They're gonna find something they enjoy to do in their free time.
Yeah, that's true. There is the misconception that, you know, kids are on their phone. That's the way people communicate a lot nowadays. And that's not their fault.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anything wrong with, hey, I got a couple hours to chill here. Let me lay in my bed or on the couch and just, you know, watch YouTube and chat with my friends. That's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. So it's not different than reading the newspaper or watching the television.
No, except that it burns your retinas out because it's so close.
Oh, yeah, it's got that blue light. Oh, my goodness. You're never going to get any sleep, Jonathan.
Microplastics downloading.
Tech neck. Oh, no.
But yeah, a board game, bro. Especially a board game about history.
Yeah, your kid's fine.
I'm saying, dude. Oh, man. There are so many parents out there that would kill to have their kids playing a board game all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, this is Boy Scout adjacent stuff. Your child is not a problem unless you really do think they're obsessed with world domination. Like, if they're asking for other things, like red armbands, then we need to get rid of this game. Do you want to burn it? No, we can't do that. That'll excite him more.
See, what the red flag for me would really be is if I, you know, pulled out a book in my kid's bookcase and it spun around and there was all sorts of weaponry and satellite tracking monitors and things. Then I might be a little worried about world domination.
Yeah.
If they're really into Stratego for a summer.
That's fine.
It sounds fun, dude. I'll play a couple games with you on the weekends, bud.
I have one more review. This one from Mark Perry. Mark titles his review, "As Complicated as the Real Thing," and writes, "This is absolutely giftable. You'll have no desire to keep this for yourself." I suspect that Eisenhower himself would have trouble figuring out this game. It's probably much easier to just go ahead and wage actual war. 5 stars.
One, I mean, we both said neither of us have played it.
Yeah,
for one, but
I can't lie.
That being said, I doubt it, bro. Doubt it.
I mean, yeah, you do it once and you've probably got it down pat. There are a lot of games that have arduous, tedious setups, but then once you're in it, it's like, oh, You play one round and you know all the gears and the cogs.
Exactly. I love to play a board game just by playing it with someone who knows how to do it. And they're half playing for you the first round. Mm-hmm. And then you do that, and then you're pretty much good to go. The 9 board games out of 10 are like that. Even something very complicated like Risk or Stratego. I would say Stratego is simple but complicated in the meta sense.
I just played Mysterium yesterday for the first time in like 6 years. And when I learned it 6 years ago, I think I only played it like once. And I don't know if you know much about that game.
Is it one of those like nerdy tabletop-y games?
It's like kind of mystery-esque. It's one person plays the ghost. They're pseudo like a DM, but not really. It's just that it's one player, and then all the other players are trying to accomplish a goal. Mm. And the ghost has to like use these obscure art cards. It's kind of Clue-ish. Like you're trying to figure out.
Clue with a game master, Clue with a one with an antagonist player, kind so to speak.
Of. Not necessarily antagonist, but you're giving clues with like pictures. The ghost has cards that just have images on them, like beautiful hand painted art.
So and the ghost is kind of guiding them with clues to the answer.
Right, because the thing is that you're supposed to figure out who killed the ghost, but the ghost is only slowly remembering. Mm. I think that's the concept. So you've got a bunch of culprits, and the ghost has to give these cards and try and say, oh, this card has a woman in a white dress on it. So maybe that's indicating the chef did it because the chef is also dressed in all white. But uh-oh, there might be something else on that card with the woman in white, like a bridge. And that makes you think of water. So it's the fisherman. So
that reminds me of another clue-giving game where there's like the clues have just as much information to give you clues as well as misinformation.
Yes.
But it's escaping me.
So even just explaining it right now, it's complicated. But sure. I guarantee if we sat down and did it, it'd be easier than solving a real murder. To use the same analogy that Marcus is saying, you know, might as well just go to actual war.
Certainly less stressful, I think, is Marcus is missing. There's a certain level of stress that comes with actual war.
You have to get out of the house. That's that's the biggest hurdle for me.
Oh, yeah. Eisenhower, he really could have got a lot more done if he could have just got out the house a couple more times.
Notable couch potato, Dwight D. Eisenhower.
who's the British guy in World War II? Churchill?
Yeah,
that motherfucker. Don't get me started. All right, I got a review from Amazon again. This one is the Claire Air. Oh my, I didn't even realize how dumb that is. Claire Air Purifier for Home Allergies Pollen in Bedroom H13 True HEPA removes 99.97% dust, pet dander, smoke, odor with activated carbon and washable pre-filter, auto mode, and air quality indicator K2 gray. This is a fucking little fan that has an air purifier.
Air filter, sure.
Sure. This one's written by Christine F. Gentry. They title it, I gave it a bad review earlier, but I think if I run it continuously, it does work. They write, think it does help keep the odors under control if it runs continuously. Couldn't tell if it was doing anything for the first 2 weeks. Still don't know how you can tell. Parenthetical, no residue on any part of the filter. Parenthetical. It is the only air cleaner design that actually looks like a chosen decorative addition with its urn shape and vent ribs. Not to mention the cute little bird air freshener that you can perch on the top. Parenthetical, don't know if I have opened it correctly because I can't really smell it on my room. End parenthetical. Hope it does its job because it is the only one I would consider leaving out in my rooms. 4 out of 5 stars.
So do you think this thing is just sitting in the room? Has it been used correctly?
You don't even think she turned this thing on.
No, I don't. I'm not convinced.
Well, she said in her last review she needed to turn it on more.
Yeah, that's
was her idea.
Turn it on more.
There needs to be. She needs to leave it on, so to speak. Was she running this bad boy for 10 minutes, expecting this like small air purifier to purify her whole apartment? And a little 10 minutes?
Yeah, that's not how it works.
That would be impressive. The government might be hitting you up for that technology. Seriously, there.
Clean the world.
Clean the world. Air purify the children. Now, I don't know what's going on here. I think she's got a bit bad case of the lack of self-confidence. Or maybe it's not working and she just wants it to work because she really likes how this fucking sideways gray football thing looks.
Do you think this is a call for attention, a cry for help almost, but obviously posted in the wrong forum because you can't comment on someone's Amazon review?
Okay, if we're gonna break it down, here's my hypothesis. She was running this thing and she was like, this isn't working, right? Mm-hmm. She didn't really want anything to do with this thing. She just kind of bought it because she thought it looked better than the other air purifiers, which she thought looked kind of gaudy. Which honestly, I think this one looks kind of gaudy, but maybe that's me. And so she left the negative review and she got back to Amazoning, got back to looking for other purifiers, and she just could not bring herself to order a different air purifier that was rectangular or some shit. That just made her fear for her life or something. So she decided, as a coping mechanism, to rewrite her review into a positive one.
Okay.
She said, actually, if you leave it on more, it does work, smile. So she wrote that review for her own copium. Not for anyone else. That's kind of what I'm feeling. She was. We're not the audience for that review. She's the audience.
It's sort of self-indulgent a little bit.
Yeah,
self-serving. Not in a negative way, but
she needs someone to tell her that this thing's working. And it's who better than herself?
Hey, no, I agree with that. I've made purchases and decisions and been like, oh, you're going to have to convince yourself that was right. Yeah. Yeah. I look good in these pants. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to wear them all the time. I'm going to wear them this weekend. Yeah.
I'm going to wear these bad boys out. These pants look so good. I can never not wear them.
These are outgoing pants.
And then the first time you wear them, hey, those pants, what are with those pants, bro?
Yeah. Yeah. Then you get shamed.
And then, Not only are you embarrassed that you bought pants, but you're embarrassed because you spent so much time convincing yourself it was a good purchase. And it really shakes you to the core, doesn't it?
Yeah, like how many other things have I led myself astray on?
But this is just the one that got caught, all right? What is that air purifier in my house? Is that really purifying anything? Is that antibacterial soap really that much more antibacterial than the other soap that was cheaper? I don't know anymore. Your world starts to crumble.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Miss Christine here is just, you know, she's just trying to stay one step ahead of that.
Hey, life sucks.
Life sucks, and I hope your air purifier does too. And I hope it exhausts clean air that doesn't smell like farts. I wish you would have identified the odor she's trying to eliminate. I think that is a key clue to this mystery here.
Mm-hmm.
Is it dog odor? Is it
mold?
If she can't smell that, it's gone. Was there ever an odor in the first place? That's kind of fucking with me now.
Yeah, that's too philosophical.
If she can't smell, if the odor's gone, then what's the odor? Oh, no. My brain's going to pop from that one. Should we take a review so I can flush myself?
Let's take a sit down. Let's take a sit down.
Did I say, should we take a review? I meant a break. I am scrambled, folks. We're taking a break.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to something so obscure I'm not even going to try and describe it with any semblance of accuracy. I just found something online and thought, oh, that's weird. I need to share it.
Is this the crazy content hour?
Welcome to the crazy content hour, where it gets crazier than a crazy straw and sillier than silly string.
No shot.
Be prepared to be amazed. I am on Etsy right now. I am on the Etsy store of Hoodlum Studios. Hoodlum Studios describes themselves as a graphic design company whose motto is "Be your bad self." Mm-hmm. We specialize in clothing, film replicas, entertainment memorabilia, and collecting rare items. They also have just like a little blurb written. That blurb reads, first of all, in very large text, "Not the big red button. I was people watching, got distracted, stuck my hand in the cookie jar, then burnt myself on the stove, stumbled forward and hit the big red button with my forehead. When I woke up with my husband being arrested, the house on fire, I heard the neighbor clapping and saying, 'Hell yeah, be your bad self,' just before they threw up on their dog and passed out in their kiddie pool. For the first time ever, I thought to myself, what a wonderful world." So that's the stage set for this Etsy shop.
Okay.
I am now scrolling back up through their merchandise. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a Calvin and Hobbes shirt. There's a Baby Yoda shirt. The one very notable thing I saw as I scrolled, there's an Alf. Alf, I will eat your pussy shirt. Alf, the 80s alien who famously wanted to eat cats.
And he likes to eat cats.
I think they're twisting it just a bit there.
Yeah. Kind of a... I dare say that is a double entendre going on.
But the item I am bringing, their offering, which...
This is an eclectic Etsy shop with attitude. This is kind of what we're going on.
Yeah, there's a Back to the Future 2 hoverboard. There are patches. There's one of those Mickey Mouse telephones.
Mm, it's kind of a resale. It's almost like an eBay infested Etsy with an urban twist.
Yeah,
is what I'm getting.
Yeah, we've got some Disney Princess zombie patches, a Warriors poster.
Well, what's this marquee item we got here?
It's listed as a rare find. This item is hard to come by. Okay. I wonder why. This is the Michael Jackson Freddy Krueger Peter Pan costume for
$335.
And it's a rare find because it is handmade.
Someone made a shitty, weird Halloween joke costume.
My dear friend, I've sent you the link, but I will read the description. The description of this product is, "Ew, Billy Boy with the high tops on. Sup this Jesus juice, but please don't tell your ignorant mom. Original Wacko Jacko mask, yeah, that's right, Billy, along with an adult-sized Peter Pan costume, all wonderfully complemented by the one and only Dirty Diana Michael Jackson Freddy glove, which is one of a kind. Real knives and riveted finger hinges. Absolutely real and ready for Shum On and Ayo Billy." I'm so confused, but as you are no doubt looking upon this item, is it not the most bizarre and grotesque thing you have ever seen?
Yeah, Let me try and explain to the audience. At first, okay, so it is a what I'm the first picture is a large man in a very cheap looking Peter Pan outfit. And also it has a very, it's almost Michael Myers-esque mask.
Yes.
But it's apparently, allegedly, a Michael Jackson mask. It's about the cheapest, grossest attempt at a Michael Jackson mask I've ever seen. And then one, there is a clawed Freddy Krueger hand on one. And I thought, well, what? Why did you put on a bad Peter Pan costume, then a bad Michael Jackson mask and wig, and then also throw a Freddy Krueger glove on it? It just seems like, you know, the Peter Pan, Michael Jackson, I see the connection. Mm-hmm. But then you look at the details, and they bedazzled the Freddy Krueger glove.
As if it were Michael Jackson's own glove. Bedazzled glove.
Yes. And I don't know if that bridges the gap for me or extends the chasm. You know what I mean?
I think a bit of both.
A bit of both. I could really see a Freddy Krueger, Michael Jackson combo costume pulling off. Once I saw the bedazzled glove, I thought, okay, a Freddy Krueger, Michael Jackson costume could work. You mm-hmm. know, they wear similar hats. They both wear gloves. You combine the gloves and then go from there. But adding the Peter Pan aspect really makes it freakish.
Right. It's a, you know, we've got two Venn diagrams side by side. We've got Michael Jackson, Peter Pan, Michael Jackson, Freddy Krueger. Those both have common centers. But sure. Do we have a common center for the three circled Venn diagram of Jackson, Krueger, Pan? I don't think we do either.
That's a good way to break it down. Yeah, there's really a disconnect, a total cultural chasm between the Peter Pan and the Freddy Krueger that just cannot be recovered. And that is totally compounded by the completely cheap and uncanny valley aspect of this costume.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like elementary school recital costume level, like it's made out of bed sheets that your mother has cut and sewn.
Yes. And to complete the costume, this is sort of a Halloween classic, but I think if you're putting it on Etsy, you got to try a little harder. The old black sneakers really brings the whole costume together.
Right. The black sneakers are, of course, visible in the one picture where I'm guessing this Michael Jackson, Peter Pan, Freddy Krueger is doing some sort of dance move, shamon.
Yeah,
or
a shamon. I mean, if I saw this in my nightmares, I would be unsettled.
I would be afraid, especially because as they list and as the images confirm, the best part of this is the glove, which does appear to be legitimate real knives.
I think you're right.
Somehow adhered to this Freddy Krueger glove with the Michael Jackson bedazzling.
Some Kmart steak knives. Hopefully yeah, prop Kmart steak knives.
I'm not saying they're pretty knives or good knives, but those look like knives.
Matt, am I looking at it correctly that the knives are kind of upside down on the glove?
Yeah, they're facing the wrong way.
They're facing upwards instead of downwards.
They give the, I mean, it's the right picture, but the blade edge should be on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're clawing down with those bad boys.
Clawing down. Obviously, your fingers would take that sort of shape, but unless you're just going to backhand everybody.
Maybe it's good for back scratchems when it's like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, this is grotesque. What? How could you? Yeah, I guess if you want to look at this along with us, just I'm sure if you quote Google, quote mark, Michael Jackson, Freddy Krueger, Peter Pan, end quote. Maybe add costume on there. You'll be able to see it too. I don't recommend purchasing
yeah, it's
them,
just
however.
Among the strange. Yeah, it, literally all you have to do is Google that and you'll see our boy there kicking away.
If you want to add another wrinkle to this Venn diagram, Matt, do you notice what they're posing in front of for these pictures? I believe that is a Doctor Who police box. Am I correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, looks like So you're probably buying something that somebody already wore for Halloween because they're out on the town where somebody dressed up their front door or something.
Yeah, I completely. And the glove looks really fucked with.
Except for that little tag of authenticity that lets you know it is.
At one point, this was worth something. Until it was mangled.
So that I know that's an atypical segment for us.
But it was just so strange you had to bring it forth, huh?
Well, I saved the link, and every time I see the little preview in my Discord link saving channel, oh god, that again. It's like I've been living with a nightmare by myself.
You just had to get that off your chest.
Yeah,
huh?
Now it's out there. I the burden has been alleviated.
Well, I hope it was therapeutic because now you've
dead.
Cursed us all.
Yep.
Let's get out of it. Bye, Peter, Michael, Jackson, Freddy. Peter, Michael, Freddy. And hello. Hey, we could go to liven the mood after that sick funhouse.
Lighten things up.
We got another fun place. It's the Funset Boulevard.
Ooh.
People, this is the Funset Boulevard Amusement Center in Appleton, Wisconsin.
I was going to say, that sounds like one I've been to.
Oh, yeah. Right. Right in the heart of Appleton. It is a family entertainment center and arcade. Features mini golf, laser tag, an arcade, carousel, and on-site dining. What a crazy place to be. I think it's attached to a movie theater, too, if I'm not mistaken. But without further ado, and these reviews were submitted by our friend Elijah Moisek. Thank you so much,
thank
Elijah.
Thank you.
I got a pair here. A pair with the owner response, if you believe it.
Oh, boy.
These, we love Upper Midwest owner responses, don't we?
They have no hesitation. They don't know their own strength.
This first one is from Marie Refke. She writes, I tripped and fell on their carpet and laid there for a good 5 minutes. I struggled to get up and no one showed up to help. They let me order a pizza, then brought me out the pizza, and then kicked us out before we even started eating the pizza. Bought the kids all-day ride bracelets, but no one was there to operate the rides. You had to go ask up at the booth every time you wanted to ride. Overall, it was a miserable day.
Oh,
one star. Do you have anything to cover from that beauty before we get the response? There's a lot there.
There is a lot there. I shouldn't have laughed that someone fell and laid on the floor for 5 minutes. But these places are big and sprawling. I went to a trampoline park a few months ago, and it was like they've got different climbing wall things, but not all of them were operable because they don't have the staff to run every single one.
All day, every
all
day.
Day.
You gotta
every
go on
day?
The weekends
no.
if you want that star treatment, I'm imagining.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's hear this response.
Okay. response from the owner. Sorry that you had such a miserable day. I would like to contact you for additional information. Can you please contact us at blah, 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 so we can discuss. Pretty standard, but... that first sentence.
Yeah. Oh, that you acknowledge. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Usually it's so sorry we didn't meet your expectations or we're sorry you didn't enjoy yourself. But that sounds pretty bad. sorry. Guess that's on us.
Yeah, there is a respectableness there to the sort of honesty, the way they're leveling with Marie. That is appreciated, I think. Hopefully Marie got that sorted out. That sounds wild.
Yeah.
This next one is from... Let me get Audacity open. Make sure it's still working. Yep. This next one is from Carlos Ovalle. They write, needs to be updated. The games are fun, but about half the room is turned off or out of order. Some games don't work properly either. I had a good time with my family, and my daughter had a great time, but I'm not sure if I would go back. 3 stars.
Okay.
Well, apprehensive.
Yeah, that's fair. That seems fair.
Mm-hmm. But man, I had a good time. My family had a good time. My daughter, time of her life. But I'm not granting that to her.
I'm making the star decision on this.
Yeah, she could buzz off if she wants to go and have the time of her life again for real. Wait till she gets a job paying for those tokens. Response from the owner. Thanks for your review. I know that you're trying to make a point by your extreme exaggerations. We have over 100 arcade games, and while there are a few games down as we are waiting for computer chips, well over 90 of the games are in good working order. End response.
Got him,
I guess. I hope.
Would you pull numbers like that?
Yeah, that's true. The receipts. There was other responses from the owner that were much less hostile, that were explaining that, yeah, a couple games are down. Mm-hmm. The computer chip shortage is also affecting arcade repair industry. I think what was going on and what they're alluding to. But here they're much more abrupt. Motherfucker, we got these bitches working, all right? We're talking 90%. We ain't talking half.
Half.
Carlos.
Mm. Go make your point somewhere else.
Get out of here. This is the Fun Set Boulevard, not the...
Oh, my goodness.
Not the Butt Set Boulevard.
I had a blast here in college.
Yeah, Fun Set's cool. So fun to... In a world where arcades are so few and far between, real arcades, real places like this where there's amusement to be had.
Big inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
That they let full-grown people jump around on. Yes, please.
Indoor go-karts? What a rare treat in this day and age.
Batting cages?
Mm. Batting cages, large, ridiculous prizes. I'm looking through the games they got right now. They got some rarities here, you know? Sometimes you walk into the arcade and they got the same old schnamel. They don't even got Street Fighter or Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. They got like a cool Batman game. They look like they got all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I feel like we're siding with the owner here because we just like this place.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
We would have wrote the same had we been the owners of Funset Boulevard.
They got 90.
90 bleeping games here.
Get off your high horse.
Do you have a review?
I'm going to go with this. I have an Amazon review of a product I did feature on our Instagram at reviewparty.com some time ago. This one I thought I can do nothing but save it for this special show. This is an Amazon review for Belt Box. Vocal dampener for singers, actors, performers, stress relief, a portable warm-up room. If you recall it from the Instagram, it looks like a Bane mask almost. It's a little thing that you put over your mouth so you can, I don't know, I guess dampen your warm-up for singing.
Sure. You're in a space. You gotta sing the old anthem in a minute, but you're, you know, there's nowhere to hide and do your vocal warm-ups at the old peewee field. Right. So you put on the Bane mask and just start screaming.
Grab your belt box and go.
Congratulations, your vocal cords are warm.
Yes. Here's a review from Sharuk. Sharuk writes, I live with two roommates and love to watch sad anime that makes me cry. They write, the same thing. I live with two roommates and love to watch sad anime that makes me cry, but I hate letting my roommates hear. I bought this because I thought it would be the perfect solution. I thought wrong. I tried watching a sad anime, and when I started crying, my roommates heard me. I've lost all the unfeeling shell they thought I had. This product doesn't work, and now my roommates won't stop asking me if I'm all right. One star.
I like watching sad anime, sad media, and having to cry every now and then, too. Yeah. I think that's good for you. But, homie, are you wailing?
You weeping?
Are you openly weeping?
Are you wheezing?
Is there gasping for air?
That little, yeah. The
is there... The, before they continue?
Do you have cheeks aflame yet doused with tears?
Is there like fetal position screaming over these dead anime characters?
Depending on who they are, you never know, man.
I guess. I mean, what's the Anohana? What's the flower we forgot that day or something? I think it's called. That anime gets me going. Tragic. That's a great anime. That'll make me cry on any day of the week. But boy, I have never wailed. I have never cried so much that I'm sure there's been audible sound, but not anything that even a mouth cover couldn't fix. Right, you know what sniff. I mean?
You sniff.
Sure. A sniff is inevitable. Get that schnot back up in there. But yeah, I just I mean, what's worse, crying while you're watching anime in your dorm with your roommates, or putting on a Bane mask to watch some anime?
To try and hide that you're crying.
And what kind of relationship do you have with your dorm mates that they never look at you? They never see the tears. They only hear your pleas. I'm picturing that this story would only be applicable in an old school share a dorm room, one room for multiple people type situation, right?
I'm reading it as they've got separate rooms.
The audible crying, wailing through.
Through the walls. It's creeping out under the door.
Just the anime character, Goku dies and you go, I don't know, man. I think you gotta, it's great you want to express yourself, but I think you gotta chill a little bit. Maybe they got a lot to get out, you know.
If you got a lot to get out, I don't know. Watch some different animes. You gotta get the whole palette. Get some sad ones, but get some like anger.
Get some funny ones.
Get some Attack on Titan, so you can just let the rage out.
That one's sad too, though.
But there's some sadness, yeah. If you want to feel amped up, I'm gonna destroy every.
Same. You wanna punch your fist in the air and then you turn into a giant a kaiju to fight other kaijus that ate your mom. Attack on Titan might be your deal.
Don't let your roommates know, though.
Well, you think their roommates, would they be mad if this homie was watching a funny anime and laughing?
Probably not.
Can you imagine having a roommate? I've had some crappy roommates. You've lived across from the hall from me when I had a crappy roommate. But I can't imagine, you know, watching a sad show or movie and having a cry and someone making fun of me for it. If I saw someone crying and was like, what's wrong? And they were like, oh, I'm watching the sad show. I would just be like, oh, okay.
Unless you got these roommates on like Facebook or something.
These are like hard stranger roommates.
Randos. Oh, this dude, he just cries all the time. I don't understand.
There are a lot of variables, a lot of benefit of doubt we're trying to give, but I don't know. I think you just got to not wail so hard, homie. That's a little unsettling.
That or have your roommates watch it with you if they're not already.
That's the real advice. Get them in on the fun. I bet at least one of them would watch a sad show with you. You know, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anohana, the flower we forgot that day, that's got universal appeal. That's not just an anime, kid anime. I'm telling you, that's that good stuff. But I think that's all we got for this week.
I think that's it.
Thank you so much for joining us for episode 115, everybody. Thanks for making it to the end. Yeah. Hope you had some fun. It was a pretty fun one.
Yeah.
We got new episodes every Tuesday Reviews Day. That's right. Hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Tuesday morning, we got a new episode in the hopper for you, waiting to get those comedy listens in. Yeah, so freaking follow us on Spotify or iTunes or whatever the heck so you get those reminders. Or just freaking listen. Anyway, if you want to send us a funny review like Ash or Elijah did, Be sure to pop in our email at reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include a moniker, perhaps a moniker, a name, a kiss on the cheek, so we can know, we can remember you by.
Yes, we'll write it on a card and we'll spritz perfume over it.
Psst, psst, psst.
Think of you fondly. If you want to reach out to us and then think of us fondly, just connect, digest more of our content, crazy content hour. You can find us on Instagram, as I mentioned, at reviewparty.com, or on TikTok at reviewparty.com, or on Twitter at reviewpartypod. We're also on YouTube with some sprinkles of content there, just reviewparty.com. In case you hadn't heard it already, we've got a website, reviewparty.com.com, where there is the blog.
Blog.
Where there are every single episode in a listening platform under the sun.
Episode platform.
There's the shop. There's the newsletter sign up. There's secrets. Search for the secrets or I will die lonely.
I found the secrets. Yeah? But I accidentally cheated for one of them. I just saw its existence and laughed.
Yeah.
And looked.
Well,
the other one I found legit.
Yeah.
Don't at me. Oh, yeah.
Nice. That makes me sad.
Unless there's a third, I don't know about.
No, I think there's just two at the moment.
Just
you
two secrets.
You heard that, people? Two secrets on our website.
Oh, sheesh.
Go find.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, after the website, it's my turn. Hey, you like our theme song? I like it. It's by the Nosebleeds. They're very cool. They make very good music. You can find more of their music on Spotify. Search Nosebleeds, just one word. Look for their happy, smiling Wisconsin faces. Them some good boys. I have a review to finish us out here this week. This review is from Amazon. It was also submitted by Elijah. Thank you, Elijah. This review is for the original duct tape brand duct tape, one pack, 60 yard silver. It is written by Austin. Austin titles their review Quack. They write, holds boxes closed. 5 stars.
Hot dog, it does. Heck yeah, man. Yes, that's what I needed to know.
You were worried.
Yeah, what if it doesn't?
Well, now you know. Now we know.
Solid 5-star. Quack.